Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What the fuck is up, my beautiful, glorious, luscious babes? Welcome back to the Luscious Liberation Podcast. It's your host, your favorite luscious babe in the whole world. Hello, I'm back. Are you happy? Are you not entertained? Oh, it's good to be back. Holy shit, I did not expect that I would be back so quick, right? After being away for so long and then being so inconsistent for so long. And then again, the last episode that I did, I'm like, I'm probably not going to come back. I don't know. The less pressure I put on myself, the more things can kind of flow. And I felt really compelled to talk more about a lot of the topics that I was delving into. I kind of did a general gloss over a lot of the things that I've been learning and integrating and understanding deeper. And I've gotten the best feedback from y'all. I've gotten so much love and a lot of questions. A lot of, can you talk about this more? Or I really resonated with what you said. Can you talk about this? Or how did you do that? So I've been getting a lot of questions, and please to delve a little bit deeper into some of the things I was talking about. So I brainstormed on some of the things that I think would be really helpful to have as its own individual episode. And then I got some great feedback and some great suggestions from my favorite luscious babes in the world. So here I am again. The biggest thing is I feel compelled. I feel a newfound sense of purpose and a newfound sense of confidence, and I'm feeling very abundant. But I am coming out of a really long slump, a depressive slump, an identity crisis, just not feeling like myself, and then also not knowing who myself is. I talked about that in my last episode, and just all throughout my episodes last year about being in the dark night of the soul, having a mental health diagnosis, and all of those different things. So I talked in length about all those things, and it's all been leading up to this moment right here. So that is kind of like the long version of the things. And this is kind of more of the condensed, here it is in an individual episode kind of thing. So one of the topics that I really want to talk about and that we're going to talk about today. So get the lube, get your drink, get your snack. What are you waiting for? Are you ready? Sit down or stand. If you're driving, keep both eyes on the road. I want to talk about how to feel confident and abundant after a slump in life, right? So let's say that you've had some kind of slump. You've started to doubt yourself or your abilities. You're not feeling as confident as you once did in your ability to get things done. You're not really feeling as abundant because maybe you experienced some kind of slump or some kind of experience or failure or loss. First of all, it's okay. You're not a terrible person. You're not a bad manifester. I am a very firm believer in shit happens. Like, shit do happen, and it be happening all the time. So let's get that out of the way first. You're not a bad person. You're not lazy. You're not any of those terrible things that you tell yourself at night, especially at night. It's really just that you might have habits that need shifting. You might have mindsets that need to be released. You may have had experiences, like lived real experiences in your life that have created limiting beliefs or limiting patterns or behaviors. There's nothing actually wrong with you. And I don't know. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. Like, shit happens, and it be happening all the time. So if shit has been happening for you, it's okay. The most important thing is you getting to a place of feeling good within yourself and being able to leave the past behind as in the past so that you can move forward. But it's really hard to do that at times when you're in the middle of a slump, when you're not feeling confident, when you're feeling uncertain, and when maybe life has knocked you down a few times. Persistence and resilience is a skill, and it's a tool, and it's something that has to be practiced every day. And the thing is, it gets to be practiced and strengthened in hard times. So that's the funny thing about persistence and resilience. It sounds cool and all. When you're actually in the middle of doing it, it kind of sucks. Yeah, this is going to be juicy. I can already feel it. So how? What do we do? I'm just riffing off the dome. There's already some things in my mind that are coming to mind, and then there's some things I know that will come as we go. Number one thing that's coming to mind is I realize that my feeling of abundance or my feeling of confidence, like my sense of abundance, my self-confidence, all of those things, they're a relationship. I've always said this in all of my courses. I always like to discuss the topic of confidence because people have always asked me my whole life, like, how are you so confident? How do you always believe in yourself? So it was very strange for me to go through like a year long plus period of like not believing in myself at all. So the way that I've always maintained a steady amount of self-confidence or a feeling of abundance within myself is that I realize it's a relationship. And just like with any relationship in your life, it will require some form of work and attention and dedication. And depending on how well you're keeping up with that relationship, it determines the results that you get, right? Like, how would you treat your lover or your best friend or your eating habits or your exercise habits, right? So when you are self-aware, when you're paying attention, when you have consistency, when you're doing things that make you feel good or make it easier for you to do those things that you want to do, you're going to get better results and you're going to feel better as a result. So confidence to me is the same way. Feeling abundant to me is the same way. But also, like relationships too, I don't think that confidence and feeling abundant, it's not like a linear feeling. Feelings are very fleeting. Emotions are very fleeting. It's kind of human nature. So you're not always going to feel the same amount of confidence and abundance. It goes up and down at times. And I have always been more of an up and down kind of person. So I've really become comfortable with the fact that maybe day by day, moment by moment, situation by situation, my confidence might wane, it might dip, but it can always come back up. So I think that would be the first thing is like, rather than berating yourself for not feeling more confident or feeling that loss of some form of confidence or not feeling as abundant, remember that it's a relationship. And depending on what's happening in the outside world, depending on maybe some experiences that you've been having lately or experiences you may have had in the past, whatever it is, your confidence is just kind of responding to those things. Your sense of abundance is responding to those things. And it's okay for it at times to dip and then at times it goes higher. It's actually in those up and downs that I've found more balance and I've been able to find more balance now at this point because I've weathered a few ups and downs in that regard. So without the ups and downs, who knows if I would have been able to really find a sense of balance or really know how to strike a balance. So I guess we could call that number one, is that confidence and abundance is a relationship. And what are you doing to strengthen that relationship? What outside sources are you maybe listening to or internalizing that aren't helping your relationship with confidence and abundance? What are you doing to pay attention to it every single day? In what ways are you beating down that relationship? In what ways are you even like being in an abusive relationship with your confidence and abundance? So I think that that perspective shift is very helpful because when I think of my confidence and my abundance as like this living, breathing thing that I'm in a relationship with, it's easier for me to reckon with it and use it and strengthen it because I know that it's not like this linear feeling that I have to uphold in order to be worthy. It's just a sense of self. It's something that I'm experiencing. And I can either think of it as a relationship or I can think of it as this thing that I'm totally out of control of and that whatever the fuck, right? It's kind of a more empowering position to take. And then it's a very intimate feeling. Like, it's an intimate feeling to be in a relationship with these parts of yourself. And there's this softening that happens so that you can get better results with it. Rather than like, you need to be perfect, you need to be confident all the time, you need to be abundant, all these things. It's like, what does my confidence need from me right now? What does my abundant mindset need from me right now? Where are their weaknesses and where are their strengths? Can I delve deeper into the strengths and give more love and compassion to the weaknesses of it, right? It's like you're working with yourself rather than against yourself. That has been incredibly helpful for me. I think number two that's coming to mind is the source. Where is the source of your abundance? Where is the source of your confidence coming from? And if they are very heavily dependent on things outside of you, that's dangerous and that probably will be finite and it will cause it to go up and down more. So I think I talked about this in my last episode. I talked about my confidence really waning, my sense of abundance really waning. And I realized it happened that way and it happened so harshly because I was really really forced to look at, like, where is my sense of self coming from? Where is my confidence coming from? Where is my sense of abundance coming from? And it was all coming from outside sources, right? It was coming from how many people like me? How many people are following me? How many people are agreeing with me? How many people are giving me compliments? How many people are signing up? How much money did I make this month? How many sales did I make this month? How many people did I convert this month, right? So my sense of confidence and abundance in business was very much focused on external things, whether that be like external validation or external number amounts or sale amounts things, right? Which is fine. Like, that's a good way of seeing how your business is doing. And of course, we want more sales. We want more abundance. It's not, there's nothing wrong with that. But my focus was placed on external abundance rather than the internal abundance. I wasn't actually like feeling abundant because I'm worthy, because I'm alive, because I am meant to feel abundant, because I'm allowed to feel abundant. It wasn't coming from a real internal place of I'm worthy and I'm abundant. So yes, I get to attract external abundance. It was like I had it ass backwards. And for the longest time throughout my life, my confidence was coming from like, how sexy am I? How many people are jealous of me? Like, how do I appear to the outside world? Like, how impressive am I being, right? These very like toxic and egotistical, almost narcissistic ways of feeling confident about yourself. I didn't feel confident because it's like, I'm a good person. I do really great things out in the world and I feel good in my body because of all the things like my body can do for me. And I feel confident because I'm articulate and intelligent and these cultivated, beautiful internal gifts that I have that I just feel very confident in because they feel natural to me. They feel good. That was not the main source of my confidence. It was all based in external things. So I would ask you, if there's parts of your life that you've been feeling like a lack of abundance or a lack of confidence in, where is that sense of abundance and confidence coming from? And if it's in external things that might dip up and down, or it's based in other people, or it's based in other things, then that is where I think that wane or that dip can really come from. Because again, there's nothing wrong with being egotistical at times or wanting external validation or again, wanting sales or wanting people to like you. Like there's nothing wrong with those things. Those things are awesome, but those things have more depth and more long-lasting staying power when at first your confidence comes from within you or your sense of abundance comes from within you. And then when the external world rises to meet that, that's how you actually get like long-lasting and really nice feeling changes. And it actually feels good. Like it doesn't feel hollow. That's the way that I could describe like any amount of success financially I've had or any kind of like confidence that I've cultivated on the backs of my accomplishments. It actually ended up feeling really hollow. And I think that that's why it dipped so strongly was because it didn't really come truly, truly, truly from within me. But now that I have, you know, I did the thing. I went on that dark night of the soul shit. I really delved deep within me. I asked myself those hard questions. I did a lot of deep forgiveness work, shadow work, all of those things, and really started to see my priorities and see how they needed to shift, see how my abundance and my confidence had been controlled by these outside sources or these outside things. That's the only way that I've actually been able to get to this place where I'm like, even if nothing works out the way that I'm hoping, even if, and that's something that I've always said, and I did believe at one point, but I started to lose that because it hadn't really fully integrated within myself deeply. But now I can really, really say it and mean it in deeper ways that I was not able to before, which is even if like I don't get what I want, even if I stayed in the same exact place where I am today, I could still feel so abundant and so confident and so grateful for myself because my sense of self-worth, my sense of confidence, it's not contingent on any of those things. And I think that's why I had to lose all of that confidence or that state of abundance or all of those external things is so that I could really see like, who are you without those things? You are actually a person that's worthy of love and acceptance and appreciation, but you are starving and hungry for it from yourself and you haven't been giving it to yourself. You've been looking for it in outside things. But now that you have it from within you, now the outside things can come in and they can add to this already vast sense of richness within you. So that's pretty deep, right? But but it's true. So that's the other thing is really thinking about like when I think about why should I be confident? What are those reasons? And am I happy with those reasons? And are those reasons actually filling me up? So when I think about where does my abundance come from, or my abundance self, or sense of abundance, or sense of abundance mindset, my abundant mindset, where is that coming from? And does that actually fill me up? Does that actually excite me? And does that actually fill me with a sense of richness? Or does that fill me with a sense of fear and judgment or anticipating loss or whatever it is, right? You are one of your greatest tools for understanding yourself better. That kind of sounds hilarious, but a lot of times we look for the right podcast or the right book or the right course or all those things, but it really just comes down to you are your best teacher. I say a lot of things in my courses and my coaching and my podcast. They help things like come together faster for you, and I can say things and it makes something click, and it's like I can condense like years of work into like one sentence, which is awesome. But at the end of the day, I'm just the tool, or I'm just the guide, but you are still the best teacher for yourself, and you are always going to lead you exactly where you need to go. So number three that I'm thinking of that I think will kind of piggyback off of that last one pretty beautifully, and it's that how can I feel abundant and confident with what I have now and really see things for what they are. So for the longest time, and how I think I got caught in that really infinite loop of like not feeling confident, not feeling abundant, is I started thinking of things in a sense of lack and scarcity. So I'm like, oh, I got X amount of downloads, but that's less than before, and that's not enough. Or yeah, I made X amount of dollars, but that's less than before, and it's not enough. So my whole life was seen through the lens of not enough. So is it shocking that things started to not be enough? It's hilarious. Like, why am I not manifesting the things that I want? It's like, actually, I am manifesting what it appears I want, since I'm always fucking talking about it. So, feeling confident and abundant now. So what are the resources in my life and the abundance in my life that I've been previously overlooking? What are the parts of me that I can start feeling confident about now that I have been overlooking or been taking for granted? So just some examples where I started feeling into abundance that had nothing to do with actual paper money or any kind of like physical indicator of abundance. So that's something that I've been teaching my money healing clients as well. That's kind of the first part of things where it's like you really start to see like what is the abundant nature of your life truly beyond the thing that you haven't been experiencing or the thing that you've been holding so deeply onto, the thing that you want so bad that's not showing up for you. Abundance now, not later, not when you have the thing, not when the debt is paid off, not when everything's figured out. What about now? So now, I mean, think about oxygen. What are the chances that we would just have this perfect thing that we inhale and exhale and it's this perfect process and it sustains our life? Think about the fact that your heart is always beating. Like bringing it back to simplicity, right? If you got out of bed today and walked around, are you fucking kidding me? You just get to like walk around and your body is firing off all kinds of neurons and synapses and your nervous system's doing all these things that makes it possible for you to reach out and grab something or walk around or feel something or taste something or smell something, right? That's pretty fucking fantastic. Pretty fucking amazing when you think about it. So your fucking body is so already so goddamn abundant. I talked about this a long time ago. I remember a quote that I said, which was so funny. Just like, think about how much your organs are worth on the black market. And it's so true. Like, think about like the fact that people need blood donations, right? So if you have like blood streaming through your body and there are people that are willing to pay you money for it, like they want your blood, literally like the blood in your veins is actual abundance. Like that's insane to think about. Or think about, you know, a kidney or a lung or any of those things that people so desperately need. And that's why people, after they die, they're organ donors, because like there's so much abundance, physical abundance within your body that other people need. Like that's insane. Your body itself is already just a treasure trove of abundance. I'm like, think about how much your body is worth on the black market. You are just made of money, bitch. And it's true. I always come back to that one. Yeah. And think about the fact that you have consciousness, right? Like you have the ability to think and feel, and that can feel like a trap at times, but it's one of the hallmarks of human existence. And that's pretty cool that you can think and feel and process and you can hear what I'm saying and you process it and think about it, or the fact that like I get to talk to you and you're like halfway around the world or halfway across the country or whatever it is, and you're hearing me. We have this technological beauty that is able to connect us, and you're able to hear this, and it's able to awaken something in you, and then you're able to awaken things in someone else. That's pretty fucking abundant, right? It's pretty amazing. Or think about when you're able to support a business and pay for a service. You're literally paying somebody and they are more abundant as a result. They're able to provide for their families. They're able to pay their debts. They're able to stimulate the economy. They're able to pay taxes, even just like paying taxes, right? You can think about anything in life this way, where it's like, it's hard not to feel abundant. So even if you don't have the money you want, or the business that you want, or things haven't been working out for years, or they've never worked out for you, like there's abundance now, there's abundance here and now. It doesn't change the fact that real things have occurred and things can suck. I believe, again, that two things can be true at once, is where it's like you're fed up, you're frustrated, you're struggling, the bills need to get paid. It's just the hallmarks of the human existence, right? The real shit of being in a capitalistic society. It's not, I'm not disputing that, but when that becomes less important, or when that becomes like less of a charge in your own mind, and you start to shift your focus to abundance where you can find it that has absolutely nothing to do with physical money, that feels really good. And then that makes it easier for you to start to feel differently about physical abundance, like physical money being paid, all of those things. I noticed that big difference. So standing out under the trees, like, holy fuck, look at all these trees. There's an abundance of them. Every time that I get in my car, I'm like, oh my God, I have a car. Wow, I paid the car note. And now this car is mine. It takes me literally wherever I want to go. It's like I kind of started seeing the world through more of a childlike lens, where it's like everything's a marvel and you're in awe of everything, and everything is so fucking cool. That's just wow. You know, what a vast world. So that was really how I started to feel more abundant. And then again, like starting to feel more worthy of money, and then starting to feel more worthy of more money all the time. And how abundance started showing up more and more in my life. I took the focus and the pressure off of actual physical money. So in the same vein with confidence, I started to remember who the fuck I was. Like I really started to remember all of the badass shit that I had done. My focus for a very long time was on all the things that I did wrong, or all of the ways that I fucked up, and all of the ways that I shouldn't be confident about myself. But then I started to think like, damn, like I'm actually a bad bitch. Like I have done a lot of things. I've been very courageous. I started to remember in my life, like actually all the people that I've helped. I went through a lot of my old stuff, and I'm like, damn, like all these testimonials and all of these people and all of these people that have been touched because of my work all over the world. I have clients from England and Australia, and I'm like, holy fucking shit. Like the fact that people in England and Australia have heard me and then want to work with me, and I get to help them from across the world. Are you serious? Like, how can you not feel confident in your purpose on this planet when there's just like actual, just there's evidence of that, like right in front of you? That's insane, right? So again, there's nothing wrong with looking to external things for a sense of confidence, but it always comes back to you, where it's like, how could I ever doubt my purpose on this planet when my words, and how could I ever doubt that my words don't carry weight or power when there's people halfway across the world that are hearing them and resonating with them? And that's made possible through technology. Damn. I feel very confident in that. That's amazing. Or I think about the fact, like, why would I not feel confident now? In my body now, if there's, even though there's things that I want to change, those two things can be true at once. I guess that's another part of it, where it's like many things can be true at once, and that's okay, and that's fine. We're multifaceted human beings. It's like black and white thinking. It just does not work for me a lot of the time. And then I notice that people feel more of a sense of freedom when they adopt more of that mindset, where it's like all of these things can be true at once. And it's about, what are you going to strengthen? What's going to resonate with you? So I'm like, why can I not feel confident now? Where it's like, yeah, there's things about my body that I could change, or that I have changed, or that I'd like to be different. But it's like, damn, I actually have tits now. That's kind of fucking incredible. And like, that's gorgeous. And they look amazing in everything I wear. My legs are just so strong, and I'm able to do like 45-minute spin classes, or I'm able to do 108 sun salutations in like a half hour or so. Like, that's pretty fucking incredible. I should feel really confident in my body because of the things that it's able to do. And again, it's not about looking sexy for other people, but it's like, yeah, like I am sexy as fuck. So if other people appreciate it, that's also amazing. And that is a confidence booster, and that's fine. But I actually feel very confident about all of these different aspects of my body, and they have more to do with like, how is my body supporting me? and how am I actually very physically strong and powerful? That is a call for feeling confident in that. This might be veering off track a little bit, but it's perfectly on track, baby. Choo-choo, motherfucker. We are still on the track. And Safe to Be Seen, shameless plug, that course is amazing. You should probably get it because it's life-changing. The results from it are crazy as fuck, too. The way that so many people are blowing up as a result of the work in that course, it makes my heart fucking shine. It's so amazing. But in Safe to Be Seen, one of the aspects of self-esteem, I talked about like the pillars of self-esteem and how to build them. And then I also talked about confidence, and I talked about the confidence competence loop. So it's this funny thing where the more that you do something, the more competent you become at it, which leads to you feeling more confident. So it's funny, a lot of times we're like, well, I'm not confident enough. I can't dance, or I can't cook, or I can't public speak, or I can't start the podcast, or I can't start the business, or I can't dance and strip or do whatever. I can't go on that trip. I can't manifest that money. I'm not confident at it. I've never done it before. So we automatically equate like never having done it with I can't do it because I don't feel confident enough to do it because I've never done it. But the fucked up thing about the whole thing is we need to have competence in something, which means before we're confident, a lot of the times we have to do it. Like we actually have to try. We have to be really bad at something or kind of be a novice or a beginner at it. And then we start to feel confident after we've done it a while. And then we start to fix some of those mistakes or we start to smooth things out. We feel competent and we're like, wow, I'm actually competent to do that. And that in itself brings confidence because you're like, oh shit, well, I've done this before. I'm feeling competent. So therefore I feel confident. And it's something that kind of naturally happens. We don't really think about it, but think about anything that you've done that you first became competent in and then became confident. So there's a reason I'm able to sit down and do this podcast and just riff off the top of my head and just spit out ideas and articulate my ideas and my thoughts, my feelings based on whatever. I've been doing this for a long fucking time now. I've been doing it for like 4 years. I've made numerous courses. I've done numerous masterclasses. I've spoken in all kinds of groups and things, and I've just been doing this for so long that even after taking a break from it or not doing it so much, I'm still very competent in it. And that's how I'm able to feel more confident in it, because I remember how competent I am because I have done it a lot. It's something that comes natural to me now, that natural sense of confidence and ability. So confidence also is just about like being able to do something and having competence, feeling strong in your capacity and your ability to do something. So it's like, what do you actually need to start fucking doing? That thing that you've told yourself, like, oh, well, I can't do that. I'm not confident enough, or I'm not confident enough to do that. I wish I was more like that, or I can't do that because of this reason. You're actually stopping yourself from becoming competent in something, therefore becoming confident. And there's also a reason now, I haven't talked about this at length, but I have gone back to the club to work kind of more part-time, like during day shift at another club. And it was kind of funny how I remembered when I went back to the club after years of not being in there, I remembered how competent I was. I'm like, damn, I can actually do this. I did not feel confident at all going in there. I was like, I don't really know I can do this. I'm nervous as fuck. What the fuck? And then once I got back into the swing of it, I remembered, oh shit, I'm really good at this. Oh wow, I'm very competent. I can do this. And then that is like now when I go in there, when I do go in there, I feel very confident where I'm like, obviously, I'm gonna drain all the wallets. But that only came from me being really uncomfortable and doing it. And then when I think back to my days as a baby stripper, I'm like, I was not competent at all, but I kept going in there. I kept learning through my experiences and through my trials and ups and downs. I was able to become competent. Therefore, I became confident. And then I was actually able to help people become more competent and confident. So how are you robbing yourself of actually gaining long-term sustainable confidence? What have you been avoiding doing? What have you been telling yourself you're not confident enough to do yet? That's a really great way to actually build more confidence in yourself. So it's like, do you need to learn something new? Do you need to brush up on your skills in some way, shape, form, or fashion? Do you need to do more research? What's going to make you feel more competent? That will always lead to more confidence within yourself. So that's also, there's a woo spiritual side to it, but then there's also like actionable psychological things that are in play when it comes to the abundant confidence mindset, and it can be very action-based. Another thing that just popped into my head is that it's also okay for your confidence to waver or your sense of abundance to waver, like I was talking about in this podcast episode and the last, where I'm like, I'm actually grateful, again, for all of the things that had to crumble so that I can rebuild something new that's never been. I think that if you're always 1,000% confident in yourself or always 1,000% abundant within yourself, you're a fucking liar, by the way, and you should stop doing that. Or you're probably in a cult, right? Like if you never question anything, if you're just like always completely stringent and static in your beliefs or in your capabilities to do something, like you're not actually learning and growing. I've learned and grown the most by questioning myself, questioning other people, questioning what it is that I believed. It actually made me stronger in my beliefs and stronger in my confidence because of the questioning, because of the uncertainty. Because when you question things, I mean, I think about like the scientific method, right, where they have to test their theory and then they have other people test their theory, right? They actually embrace the uncertainty. They embrace possibly being wrong, and that actually leads to greater scientific advancements. It's kind of like within yourself, like it's your own scientific method where it's like, do I need to test more of my beliefs or my capabilities? Are there things that need to shift and change and grow? Is there something that I can learn outside of myself too? So I really embraced that kind of sense of being lost or confused. I mean, I didn't embrace it for a while, which is why it was so fucking terrible. So I'm trying to help you to do it faster than I did. I started to embrace it, and then things started to make more sense. I talked about that in the last episode as well, where it's like when you actually question everything that you once believed to be true about yourself or the world around you, that's how a great invention is born, like a great invention within yourself. I mean, think about all of the great inventors, all of the great kind of rebels in history where they questioned things around them. They questioned themselves. They questioned the church. They questioned science. They questioned all those things. And they were actually able to create something new and something absolutely batshit insane, but actually ended up being the standard. So how can you actually do that and use that process within yourself and embrace the fact that maybe I don't feel as confident or as abundant as I used to? Huh? Why is that? And how can I actually create stronger bonds of confidence and stronger bonds of abundance within myself? What's going to have to change? Something obviously has to change. So when I started embracing it, it made a lot more sense and it was actually a lot easier. But I fought against it for a long time. So I would advise you to not do that. Yeah, I think that that was really good. I think that that's the main part of it. That's what I got. I think that's what I got for you today. I think that was super fire. And I hope that that was helpful. It's definitely helpful for me to know this now. So if I can, again, if I can condense like years of struggle or years of learning into one sexy podcast for you, that's what I will do. That's what I'm here to do. I love you very much. You're doing incredible things. You are always doing enough. You always have enough, and you always are enough. And I'll see you next time.